Jackson of the International Secret Police. That the octopus is trying to stop them before they can reach his base on the Sahara Desert, Clint decides to take Speed with him on their flight instead of leaving him at Kano as first planned. Meantime, Carlos starts his flight back to Leopoldville to pick up Mr. Buchanan after Clint discovers that the man is well enough to join them in their pursuit of the criminal. So the party splits up, and we now find Speed, Clint, and Barney well on their way to Regan, their last stop before reaching the Atlantean expedition.
Have you notified Regan that we're on our way, Clint? Maybe them legionnaires could round up a caravan and have it all ready for us by the time we get there.
No, Bonnie, that's no good. In the first place, I can't risk calling them by short wave because the octopus might pick up the message and know just where we're going to land next. In the second place, I want to be there when our caravan is chosen. We can't be too careful about the men we take out in the desert with us. Our lives are in their hands.
Well, Clint, are we going to disguise ourselves as Arabs before we land?
No, Speed. We'll land as usual and report to the Legion headquarters. And there I'll tell our plan to the commander. And we'll disguise ourselves as Arabs and seek our caravan. With the help of the Legion, of course.
Yeah, but even being that careful, we'll probably end up with an octopus gangster on the last camel. We never fail.
Nope. I really think we're going to catch up with the octopus this time, Bonnie. We've moved too fast for him to gather his forces completely.
What about that death ray machine? With that, he don't need no army.
Yeah, but without it, what chance has he got? With the Foreign Legion warned of native uprisings, his men can't make a move without attracting notice.
Then all we've got to do is wreck the death ray machine.
Yeah, that's all. Like putting Grand Central Station in your pocket.
I'm not kidding myself. It's going to be risky. But we've got just as much chance to win as to lose. An even better chance, I'd say, because the octopus is, for the first time, depending on something besides that warped but brilliant brain of his. That death ray machine.
You think he's making a mistake in that, huh?
Yeah, Bonnie. Anything as tangible as that can be destroyed too easily. But that's his second mistake. His first was leaving us at the mercy of the guerrillas at Lake Kivu. Now, if he expected to succeed in his ambition of world conquest, he should have made certain that we were dead before he left us.
Guerrillas didn't give him time.
Yeah, we were lucky. We've been lucky all along. Let's hope our luck holds.
And how?
Speaking of luck, I sure hated to leave Lucky with the Emir.
Yeah, but you had to, kid. That dog would have given us away in a minute. The Octopus gang knew he was traveling with us, and no disguise in the world would have fooled him if they'd spotted him trotting along in the caravan.
Yeah, I guess so. And the Emir said he'd take good care of him until we got back.
Ah, sure he will, Steve. But just now, why don't you get back among the bunks and get some sleep? We won't have much time to rest once we reach Regan.
Okay, Clint. But be sure and wake me up the minute we get there, won't you?
All right, Stephen. Don't you worry about that. You'll probably be wide awake when we taxi up in front of the Legion headquarters.
And when'll that be?
Oh, around sundown, I should say. But get along with you now.
Okay. See you in Regan.
Hassan is a fool to have bungled his job in Kano. He had the secret police at his mercy and then failed.
But at least Hassan was not so foolish as to tell what he knew, Octopus Master. The report said that he kept silent about your plans. As a result, he will die.
That is well. Hassan knows too much. When he is dead, then I know he cannot betray me. But meantime, the secret police approach.
Our Kano operator was unable to learn the next landing, Master. After the automobile accident, they were more careful than ever about revealing their flight plans.
I know where Barlow will land, must land, before risking the last hop to my base here on the desert.
Where?
Regan. It is the last outpost of civilization. Knowing how Barlow operates, it is a logical conclusion that he will land there, refuel, and give final instructions to the legionnaires. But he must never leave there.
If he did, would he be unwise enough to fly to your base here on the Sahara, knowing of the death ray machine?
No, Barlow would never do that. He has a card up his sleeve, all right. But I am not going to give him a chance to play it.
Too bad that our operator in Kano could not give us more information concerning their movement.
I do not need it. I'm going to call Regan right now and give my orders.
Yes, Master.
Get me Regan right away on the short wave. Call me when you've gotten through.
Yes, Master. Immediately.
What have you planned?
It so happens that one of my best operators is in Regan. Sari, a girl from the desert tribes. She often sends me valuable information which she gets from the legionnaires. But Sari is not only clever, but very beautiful.
Do you think you can trap the secret police by beauty? Barlow is not susceptible.
Not Barlow, but Barney Dunlap. Yes?
I have Regan standing by for you, Master.
Very well. Put them on.
Yes? Octopus Master?
Where is Sari?
The Legion Commander is giving a dinner for the officers tonight. She is preparing for that.
I have reason to believe that the secret police are on their way to Regan. I want Sari to stop them there.
The secret police? By Allah, yes. What are your orders for her, Master? I shall write them down and give them to her as soon as I can reach her.
Good. But take them down in detail, because she must not fail. Regan is the last place we can reach them before they start for my headquarters here in the desert.
Yes, Master. I understand. Sari will not fail.
Very well. Now, this is what I want you to do.
Well, I'm letting her off for our landing, Barney. Want to go back and wake Speed up?
Sure. Made it by sundown all right, didn't we?
Yeah. Speed will be able to see the sundown ceremony at the Legion post. He likes that.
I'll say so. I'll go back and wake him up while you land.
Okay. Looks like a fairly good landing field they have here.
Speed. Wake up.
Oh, Barney. Have we arrived at Regan?
Yep. Clint's just setting her down now.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see now. What do we have to take out of the plane?
No more than we can help right now. We'll leave most of the stuff here where it's safe until we pack it on the camels.
Oh, I know Clint will want his makeup case. He's going to disguise his Arabs in the Legion post. What about guns?
Yeah, we never want to be without them. Even though Regan is friendly, there might be octopus spies hanging around.
Guys, Clint's landed now. Can we pile out?
Wait till Clint gives the word, kid. You can watch them legionnaires lower the flag meantime.
They're not paying any attention to us.
Not until they get that flag down, at least.
Well, ready to get out and stretch your legs, Speed?
Sure am, Clint.
Hey, look at what's coming over this way. A girl. And is she a beauty?
Now, Barney.
Look at her yourself.
Oh, yeah. A native girl. From the desert tribes, probably.
Gee, she looks like... Hey, what was that girl's name in the book, Under Two Flags, Clint?
Oh, cigarette?
No, thanks.
Oh, that's the girl's name.
Oh, yeah, she sure is pretty, all right. Well, let's get out to meet her. What are we waiting for?
Wait a minute, Barney. I'm going to take all the most important stuff out of the plane.
What? Before we get anything lined up to put it in? Why, Clint?
I don't know why, but I've got a hunch that we ought to do it.
Because you saw that gal. Now listen here, woman hater.
I'm not arguing, Barney. I'm telling you. We're going to get as much out of this plane as we can. I've got a hunch it's the thing to do, and I'm not going against it.
Thank you. Thank you.